always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and I'm excited to be back for another show on Yada the King Radio. For all those that don't know, man, you guys can always catch the show live every Thursday and Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Most of the time, we on time. Something happened today, so I'm a little bit late, but it's all good. What am I going to say also? You can always get the podcast or check it out and listen to us at yadatheking.com. We definitely want y'all to be able to get it in. Ask some of your artists the questions that you want to ask them. And today, I got our sister by the name of Carmen. She's going to be on with us in a hot second, and we're going to talk about her newest EP that just dropped, some of the music that she got coming up, and just her testimony. You already know how we do it, man. We're never going to let an artist get on without letting them share their testimony, because we know that the word of God says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So that's why Yada the King Radio is consistent in allowing each person to share their testimony. And you know what I'm saying, that's really what's up. I think there's a lot of people that have heard some of the testimonies and said, hey man, I can relate with them, or they can relate with me. That's really what it's all about. So look, this is what we're gonna do. Today's topic is grown up. I was talking to one of my sisters, and this topic came up. What does it mean to be grown up? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of young cats, they be like, this is what it means to be grown up. If I got bills, that means I'm grown. If I got my own cell phone, that means I'm grown. If I got my own house, that means I'm grown. But we're going to find out what it really means to be grown up. And I know Carmen's going to have some good stuff to say about that in a quick second. But you guys don't want to go anywhere. Also, if you do not have it yet, what you need to do is get the Yada the King app. It's available on the Android and the Apple market. It's only $1.99. And like Kingdom 7 would say, $1.99. Yeah, only $1.99. You get that joint. Take the Yada the King Radio show with you on your way to work. Take it with you. You know what I'm saying? If you're going camping, take us with you. All we got to do, we just stay in your pocket. And whenever you pull that out, you got all the episodes right there on demand. So that's really what it is. I'm going to go to this song right here by a new artist, man. This is a new song. He sent in the artist's name is actually Pray, and the song is called Friend. Y'all check this out on Yada the King Radio. Don't go nowhere else. Carmen coming up.
And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness.
Yeah. If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, so act like it.
If you wanna be righteous,
so you so act like it.
If you gonna talk, I know the talk, then walk with the walk. Cause God has a plan to me. If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, then act like it.
If you wanna be righteous,
I know you so act like it.
If you gonna talk,
I know the talk,
then walk with the walk. Cause God has a plan to me.
When I'm up in God's word, I'm like, whoa. When the preacher starts to preach, man, I'm like, whoa. When I get his Holy Spirit in me, then I'm like, uh-oh. Start speaking in tongues, yeah, I know. Now I don't be the one out here trying to gas you up. I'm just giving you the truth so he don't pass you up. And when you're going through things, it only makes your faith bigger. So stop blaming God, cause he's the go-getter. What you figure? You can do this thing on your own. I don't know how many times I done heard that same song. But in the end, I know you come back around. Cause once you was lost, shouted, now you're found. I said you got to understand it, so now stand your ground. We already got the victory, pound for pound. Don't let your situation come around and get you down. In this word it says we're free, so we're no longer bound.
If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, so act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you be so act like it.
If you gonna talk,
I know the talk,
then why,
I know the why.
Cause God is a friend to me.
If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, then act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you be so act like it.
If you gonna talk,
I know the talk,
then why,
I know the why.
Cause God is a friend to me.
Just my father, he's my savior and my friend. He loved me so much, he gave his son for my sins. Now I'm a father too, so I can truly understand. If he had to do it over, I'm sure he'd do it all again. Cause it was part of his plan. The only way that we could become one with him. You can call him what you want, I'ma call him a true friend. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So I think him every day, with one-on-one conversations every time that I pray. I pray, I pray, and sometimes I just stay for hours at a time, cause he comforts me, comforts me. Yeah, we laugh and we talk. If it's nice outside, we even go for a walk. For this is the love of God that we keep his commandments, and his commandments ain't greedy. Yeah,
you wanna be like Christ?
Yeah, so act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you do, so act like it.
If you're gonna talk,
I know that's all.
Doing what? Nothing wrong.
Cause God is a friend to me.
If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, then act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you do, so act like it.
If you're gonna talk,
I know that's all.
Doing what?
Nothing wrong.
Cause God is a friend to me.
The best of them, thug with the rest of them. Now I'm living my life for Christ, don't even mess with them. Yeah, they always coming around, stressing and testing them, talking about he think he better than all of the rest of them. But that ain't even the case, nor the situation. For me, I'm just focusing on my salvation, trying to be a better man, keep my eye on God's plan. Ain't no hesitation, I'm trying to get to the promised land. Yeah, I had to take a stand, hoping that they understand. But if they can't get with me, then I guess that's just their circumstance. Gone for a season, but I know him, he'll be back again. A wolf in sheep clothing, try to get your boy pray to sin. Talking about you and me, we could be best friends. Get me in a situation, look up and he's gone again. I'ma turn my cheek, walk away and be the better man. Leave the devil stuck on stupid, I got a new friend.
If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, so act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you do, so act like it.
If you're gonna talk,
I know the
talk.
Doing what?
Nothing wrong.
Cause God is a friend to me.
If you wanna be like Christ,
yeah, then act like it.
If you wanna live righteous,
I know you do, so act like it.
If you're gonna talk,
I know the talk.
Doing what?
Nothing wrong.
Cause God is a friend to me.
Since you saved me from my affliction, over my whole life you have jurisdiction. Far from prediction, you're omniscient. You knew I would trust in the crucifixion, cause you chose me from the beginning to be adopted as your son, all for the praise of the glory of your grace. Even though I lived as a smack in the face, a worthless creation that you still created and saved. Now I'm in love with the things that you say, and I can't go a day without thinking about your name. You slowed me down like this beat. I was in the fast lane, headed for a tree. Wasn't focused on you, I was addicted to the streets. Then your hands of grace came and found me, and
you make me wanna rock out. Go hard until the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted, I promise I'm addicted, and I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted. And it's not hard to see that your love's like drugs, the way that I need that. My flesh wanna rehab, but the spirit keeps pulling me towards a relapse. Now that I see that, I'm safe with him, cause you saved the wretched homo sapien. You take us out of the grave we're in, no longer a slave to sin. You took us out the world like aliens, then hooked us all together like safety pins. Being locked in a chain, hanging on the end of a complete link. You got my whole house cleaner than a neat freak. My body is a temple. If you ever need me, then you can have me, but you already have me. Back in the day, Lord, you could've smashed me, but you grabbed me.
You make me wanna rock out. Go hard till the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted, I promise I'm addicted, and I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
You make me wanna rock out.
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
So the neighbors call the cops out. You make me wanna rock out. Until the neighbors call the cops out.
Velvet.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Hit the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Dream it on, dream on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly, she's so
online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuce.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
My image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy, Jeter. And I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles, Burning Up.
We burning up.
You Are. And Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith, featuring Cambino, Willie Will, Oracle, Chaser, and Fulfiller. Check out the single, Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ's
life totally cool. Available at iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, Zoom,
and GenuineLife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith. This album will fuel you to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight. Prepare for the fight of faith.
Yeah. Yo, that song right there was Sauce Remix. The song was called Addicted. Now, I did try to play all R&B music, but I had to play one hip-hop song, but it still had a lot of singing in it. So, you know, we keep it the same. I got the sister Carmen with me right now, and the way we like to get the show started is we always like to talk about testimonies, man. Just tell us a little bit about how you grew up, how God came and changed your life, and some of the things that he's even doing in your life today.
Okay, let's see, where do we begin? Well, we all know that being a PK's kid is not easy.
Right.
I can definitely say growing up as a young girl, I mean, pretty much all I knew was church. I didn't know any other thing. But, you know, as I began to get older, I started seeing different things, you know, in the world that I would want to be a part of. It's like partying and clubbing. Y'all know how that goes. And eventually, I feel like there were things introduced to me as a young woman that I probably would have been shielded of, I guess, if I wasn't exposed to it by other people around my life. Now, my parents, so there's always been a good example for me.
Yeah.
But I definitely can remember God grabbing hold of me just here recently, to be honest. I'm 25 now, and at the age of, I would say, 21, that's when I feel like God really started dealing with me heavily about ministry and about music and what I chose to sing, because at one point I was pursuing an R&B career.
Yeah.
And I definitely just felt like that was not the walk, or that was not the way that God wanted me to go, because I didn't want to get up there and sing to people and they say, oh my God, you did a good job. But I'd rather sing and let somebody tell me, you know, you really blessed me and my life has changed and I gave my life to Christ listening to your music.
Yeah.
So definitely I wanted somebody's life to be changed versus saying good job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like I said, the age of 21, God dealt with me, brought me in. You know, it was times where I was singing praise and worship at my church, knowing I just had left the club that night. So
yeah.
I can stand and say right now that I'm definitely delivered from that. God has definitely elevated me spiritually. My eyes are just open. You know, I'm wide open right now to the things of God, and I'm totally on fire for Him. So, you know, for anybody out there, just know that there's things that are going to come at you. There's a lot of stuff that this world is trying to offer to us. But just keep God first and understand and keep, matter of fact, keep your mind stayed on Him, because the devil is trying to come after our minds. I've been dealing with me about that, and And you just got to read your words, stay in your words, stay focused, be around people that believe what you believe in, be around people that are prayer warriors, because it's so much that's coming at us right now as young people. So you've got to keep your mind on God. Got to.
That's what's up, man. So what are some things besides you, I guess, being convicted that really kind of changed your approach to music? You said you were pursuing a secular music career, and you was like, man, I just don't want to go this way. What are some other things that kind of, was there people that talked to you and was like, yo, Carmen, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What happened?
Well, you know what? Everybody supported me. They just pretty much supported me with whatever decision that I made. And like I said, for me, spiritually, I just felt like that was just not it for me. Like, I can say that I'm very sensitive to the things of God and to the presence of God. And I felt like God had talked to me and let me know that this is not what I have for you, and I have greater for you in the, I don't want to say gospel arena, but I'll say inspirational arena. And I just pretty much submitted to that call and submitted to it. I got prophecies about it. But, you know, you can get prophecies, but if it's not something that you know for yourself, then you're going to continue doing what you're doing. Uh-oh. So once I figured that thing out for myself, and it was just like open season, like, okay, God, and phones just were pouring out of me. So I was just like, you know, I had to heed to the call pretty much.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. So, in your testimony, in your walk with God, I want to ask you this. What are some things that you would say you're dealing with, even in this last month, last couple of months, what would you say God has been dealing with you on?
Pretty much just getting in His Word, being more prayerful, being more observant of what I'm taking in, what I'm listening to, what I'm around. You know, because I have friends that are not saved, you know, and I'm trying to be that light for them. But, you know, I have to watch what I say and watch what I do, watch how I dress. So God has been dealing with me just with the whole spiritual aspect of being a Christian in my walk. Because I know that people are looking at me and, you know, modeling after my lifestyle. So you can be saved, but if your lifestyle is not right, then, you know, you can call someone stumble. And God has been doing me just my spirituality and my walk with Him. So just being in the Word, being prayerful, just real. I don't know. I'm just being really spiritually minded lately. I didn't used to be that way, but for some odd reason, it just has been like that for me these past couple of weeks.
Man, I think that's a good thing, man. All of us need to make sure we are staying spiritually minded. We're going to go to this song, man, and it's the first song that I got from you, and ever since I got it, I play it like every other show, man. That's how much I love this song. Back to Love. If Kingdom 7 was here with us, he would be like, yo, that's my jam. So we're going to do Back to Love. Tell us about this track real quick, man. How did this whole song come about?
Wow, Back to Love. Like I told you, you know, I was going through different situations in my life, different relationships, trying to find this guy and trying to find this love. And I felt like I was getting away from my roots, getting away from my foundation, because I was being so caught up with the things that the world has to offer. So I just found myself one day sitting and thinking, like, Lord, I got to get back to you. So that's where Back to Love came from.
That's what it is, man. If you need to get back to God, man, He loves you. Let's check this song out. Back to Love by Carmen on Yada the King Radio.
And I'm running wild, holding on to the rope that's holding me. And my world's so crowded now, I don't even make the time to pray. No wonder why I'm feeling down. To get back there. its course.
Here we go.
It's starting again. I'm about to go back to sin. The rope is destroying me. Set me free.
Cause I can't do it. And my heart is telling me no. And my mind is telling me to go. And I hope that my prayer reach you and see me through.
Amazing all the wonder you are.
You're so big,
so big,
so bright,
so bright.
Now you think and say, ain't he alright? And I love you, every one of your ways. Amazed at all the wonder you are.
Cause you gave us all your love. There's no way that I can go. If you say it, then it's done. Yes, you got it.
You've got a way with words.
But Lord, I love the way you do it.
sound of a cloud. The roses at your feet, but everybody's screaming loud. Nobody does it but us. You say so the spell of a cloud.
That's what up. That's the homie Chris Lee Cobbins featuring Pastor 83. Song is called Encore. And man, when it comes to praise, we got to keep it going for God. I got the Sister Carmen, man, and we was talking a little bit about some of the people that you grew up listening to. Let's talk influences just for the people that are listening and saying, hey, man, I like that Back to Love song. Who would you say influences you the most in your music? And also after that, oh, just go ahead and answer that question. Who influences you the most?
That's a hard question because there's so many people that I listen to, not just in the gospel arena, but it's also in inspirational and heal soul. But if I had to say somebody that influenced me a lot, I would have to say Dorinda Clark Cole. I love her. I love all of them, but I like her the most because I like her raspy voice. She kind of reminds me of myself. So, Dorinda Clark Cole really influenced me. And then, I don't know if I can say this, but I really do love Brandy Norwood. I know she's awesome.
Man, you said her whole name.
Brandy Norwood.
Yeah.
Awesome. She, I mean, as an alto, that girl can do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So that's really what it is, man. Alto, you're an alto as well. So you're just saying, hey, man, these are the kind of people that you like. As far as with your music, you're trying to be a mixture of Dorinda Clark and Brandy.
Well, I'm trying to be me, of course.
Right.
You know, I don't want to take nobody else's flavor. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I listen to so many people. I listen to pop. I listen to classic rock. I listen to all of that because I don't want to be just stuck in one genre. So I wouldn't say I want to be like them. I'm just saying I listen to them a lot. I'll put it that way. And then as well as other people like Kim Burrell, Kiki Shears, a lot of the indie artists, these guys, Luke G. I listen to a lot of people. Like, I don't even something Natasha Bedingfield. I listen to everybody. It's no respect to person for me. Like, I just love music.
Yeah. So that's what's up. What's the typical day like with you? Are you one of the people that get in the car, the music's on? I mean, like, you, when you're doing this, the music's on, or do you just, there's certain times in the day where you're like, this is my music time?
No, I listen to music all day long, and then when I'm tired of it, I'll turn it off and I'll sing to myself. But I do have some times where I just don't want to listen to anything and I just want nothing but silence.
Right.
You know, I have those moments. But for the most part, yes, they be in the house like, Carmen, please shut up. You've been singing all your life. Shut up already. So,
yes,
music just all day for me.
That's what's up, man. So you got a sister also that sings in your family. So how are you guys, I mean, between you two, you know what I'm saying, are you guys always singing? Is that how it is when it's the family reunion? Are they expecting y'all to get up and do a solo or something?
Yeah, me and all my cousins, everybody here. We just had a family reunion actually in July. It was July 4th. It was my grandmother's birthday. My auntie's like, I hope you stay at the scene because when you come, we needed to sing. And so we get there and they asked for me and all my cousins to get up there and sing. And we did it. You know, it's fun for us.
Yeah.
But they've been doing that to us since we were kids. So we just be prepared now.
No, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about you getting started and transitioning your music, not just from just singing, but into a ministry. How did that all come about?
Well, being that my father, once again, is a pastor, an apostle, I feel like he catapulted me as far as ministry goes with my music. I do serve as a praise and worship leader at my church right now. So that definitely requires obedience. It requires, what am I trying to say? Focus. You got to stay focused in that type of position because you're leading your congregation into worship.
Yeah.
So everything about me has to line up because I want my worship to be pleasing. And sometimes it can reflect out to the congregation if you're not living accordingly. So being there in my church, serving as a praise and worship leader, it does cause some order for me. So not only do I sing, you know, the music, I do inspirational music, but it is also a ministry for me. And being in my church and growing up and being in ministry meetings and all-night prayers and revival after revival, mm-hmm. it all sustained me for ministry. So I was, like I said, being in my church, my dad catapulted me there, praise and worship leader. That pretty much got the ministry side of it.
Dope. So that's really what's up. How did you meet up with DJ Network, man? Is he like the producer behind it, or who do you do music with?
Actually, the EP project that I did was with a couple of awesome producers. Atiba Jones, he's worked with name artists in the secular realm. I have Luke Austin. He worked with Destiny's Child, Kim Burrell. He done worked with everybody. They helped me with the production of my project. I met Network. It's crazy. He came to one of my church events that we had outside.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, you know, pay him at the time because our church is still growing. And I was like, but, you know, if you want to put a tip can outside, you know, we can give you tips. And he thought that was so hilarious. I'm like, you know, we're trying to bless you. What's funny about that? And from that day on, he was just like, you know, I have a label. I would love to talk to you and sit down. And from that day, it's just like we've been knowing each other forever. And this was just last year, around this time. Last year around this time, September, October, I met him. And it's like we've been knowing each other all forever. And this has been going ever since. So I thank God for him. Y'all keep him up in prayer also because he is in the hospital. So he's in Network. Y'all keep him in your prayers.
That's what's up, man. And we're going to definitely do that. So yeah, man, y'all been grinding in. It's been a year since you guys got started in the studio. What would you say this year has been like? I mean, you done praise and worship. So now you're doing praise and worship. Also, you got your own project in the works. It sounds like it's kind of hectic right now.
You know, it can be, you know, trying to juggle a music career and then juggle ministry. It is very strenuous, I would say. But whom much is given, much is required. And I feel like God gives me the strength to do what I need to do on a daily basis. So I forgot what you asked me.
Not but just like, what is your schedule looking like as far as juggling that music and praise and worship and all that?
Yeah, like I said, what I do. I go to the studio pretty much maybe twice a week, whenever they're available. Church, Sunday, all day. rehearsal, Saturday. That's dance rehearsal. I help with the dance ministry as well. And then praise team rehearsal and then choir rehearsal, Saturday. Damn. Then we have Bible study on Thursday. So, yeah, can you imagine? I already know. Not to mention the events that DJ Network has set up for me. So it's a lot. Well, but I thank God for it. You know, I don't despise it at all. I'm grateful for just him even allowing or trusting me enough to be a part of anything in his ministry. Like, I thank God for it. I really do.
And that's really what it is, man. So y'all hearing the Sister Carmen, for those that might be hearing about her for the first time, you guys got to check out some of the music that she got going on. We're going to go into another song from you right now. And let me see what this song is. It is coming up. It is Closer. Now, I was like, man, she must listen to Mary Mary. You got to listen to Mary Mary a little bit. Because some of the stuff I was like, man, that reminds me of some Mary Mary type, you know what I'm saying, background vocals and all that. So let's see what's up, man. This song, Closer, let's talk about this joint.
Closer, now, to be honest, that is one of my favorite songs on the EP project. Closer to You. I don't know. Closer for me was like I said, I'm a worshiper. So I feel like ain't nothing better than getting deeper down into God and learning him more and worshiping him more and trusting him more and leaning on him more. So I wrote Closer because I was just in that place. I was like, Lord, I want more of you. So that's how that song came about.
All right, who produced this joint? You got anybody else helping you on the vocals, or is this all you?
Background vocals on Closer is all me. Like I said, Atiba Jones and Luke Austin produced it. He also, Atiba Jones helped with the arranging of it too. But as far as vocals, it's all me, background and all.
So that's what's up. We're going to get into this song Closer right now from Carmen. Tell somebody it's going down on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's check this out.
Said I gotta be closer to you. Really wanna be closer to you. Said I gotta be closer to you. I wanna be closer to you. I really wanna be closer to you. Said I gotta be closer to you. Oh, closer to you. Closer to you. Everything's a blur, can't see through my clouds. I'm driving and it seems to storm it for miles. My winds are blowing and they're moving out of 10. When is it gonna end? Can anybody tell me? Need some direction cause my map's all wrong. Looking out the mirror and the road seems wrong. And then I heard a voice say to me, there's a blessing out there and just keep driving. Said I gotta keep,
gotta keep
moving on,
moving on.
Gotta keep pressing on,
pressing on.
Gotta keep
pushing on. To you,
car breakdown.
Put all the money in the offering that I had. Discouraged by the people talking on the side. Questioning why do we have to give?
Sunday,
I'm giving up everything. Put my faith in you and hoping that you will reign.
That you
made miracles so that I can remain. And in your word, sustain. And Lord, I trust you.
Every word I said when I gave my life to you, but them games still get played, and I'm left with no excuse, Jesus. I have no question that you love me, and I wish I could say the same. Regretfully yours.
I can't tell you that I love you. I can't tell you that I love you. Cause you can see through my matrix. And you can read my body language. And I know that it's impossible to justify myself. But I'm so addicted, all this evil just to find myself. I don't mean to be ungrateful, but you know I gotta play for. If I'm not eating up the word, then who am I to be a servant? And I won't admit it, pride won't let me own the lies I bought. But the truth is all this time I've never known you like I thought. So can we go back to the start? When you came into my heart, I would be remiss if I continued to go another day not knowing you. Hey, I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you. Now everybody has a story, but they don't always get to tell it. Precious moments feel like heaven, but it's like you never felt it. So what do we make of this temporary state of bliss? If I can't have it all the time, then why even exist? So what if I could introduce you to a man that knows your mayhem? It's not the attributes that make him, no, he's the one who made them. That love, that joy, that peace that you could never give yourself, it's yours to have, but in return you have to give yourself. So let me take you to the star. Say, Jesus, will you come into my heart? Say, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Oh, I'm running after you.
Hey, don't tell me that you love me. You're playing games with the wrong one. You cut me out for your stardom. Name dropping, but we haven't met. Romance, but your slow dance partner is Baphomet. And you was born, but you can't live till you meet me. Look, I'm the higher power. You just want the form, so you deny the power. You want it for yourself. You can't just see the truth. Look, you're running from yourself. And you just want a house, and I just want your home. You think you're there now, so I make the planet grow. To see me, but you just tryna shine. I see you acting cool, you just want the attributes. Poor feather, look, I have got it all. But the only way to see it, Babel gotta fall like Genesis 11. Until then, your nemesis is heaven. And so I'm waiting on your call.
Can we go back to the start? When you came into my heart, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes no more. No, I want all of you. I don't just want your attributes no more. I'm running after you. I'm not just looking for attributes no more. I'm running after you.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads?
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping. West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org.
New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Yeah, that's the homie Christian John Gray, I'm sorry. And that song is called Attributes, man. And he just saying, hey, man, I'm trying to get after God, not just for his hand, but for who he really is, man, for his attributes. So this is Carmen that I'm chilling with right now. We just got done with the fun facts in the live stream. Found out she was a bona fide hooper. You know what I'm saying? What's the most points you scored in the game, though?
Most points I scored, I would say 18.
Okay, 18.
18 points.
18 points. How many assists? You know what I'm saying? Since you was a point guard.
I would say my average assist was like 10 assists.
Okay, so you was double-doubling it. That's really what it is.
Pretty much. Yeah. I was more of a passer than a shooter, but okay. I did what I had to.
Nah, that's really what it is. So y'all get it in with us. If you watch us live, you can hear about the fun facts. When we chop it up, talk about, you know what I'm saying, who they are outside of music. I'm going to ask one of the fun fact questions. Besides music, what does Carmen do for her pastime?
For my who?
To pastime.
What I do for my pastime?
Yeah, what?
Besides music?
Yep.
Let's see. Wow. You know what? All I do is music. Okay, no, seriously.
Can I keep it real?
Well, yeah, like I said, I love to watch movies. I love to shop. So I might go shopping or rent a movie or, let's see. I like to go travel. I love traveling. That's about it.
No, that's what it is. So you guys get to see who Carmen is besides the music. Let's talk about the topic of the day today. I was chopping it up with one of my younger sisters who's in that stage where she's like, yo, I'm grown now. You know what I'm saying? When I know you might have had one of those stages growing up, right?
Yeah.
Did you have that stage where, like, look, you can't tell
I
me
did.
Nothing. I'm grown. Let's talk about that. What was the world like when you were in that part of your life?
I felt grown, quote unquote, when I left home and went to college.
Okay.
And there was no daddy, there was no mommy to tell me what to do or to help me make my decisions. It was like I was making my own decisions. I did what I wanted to do, and mom and daddy had nothing to do with my decision that I made. It was different though, I could say, for me, because I felt myself straying away from spiritual things. So me being the person that I am, of course, I ended up going back home early. So unfortunately, I didn't finish school, but I'm going to go back. But I did go home early because I was just like, no, I don't like the person that I'm becoming.
Yeah.
But yeah, mom and them not being there, I felt like I was like on top of the world.
Okay, so you said something that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but you just said, hey, when there's no parents in control of my life, what do you feel that at that time, did you feel like your parents were like suppressing you and making you do what they wanted to do, or you know what I'm saying, what was it like for you?
No, I don't think that. I just think as teenagers, we don't understand the things that our parents try to shield us from.
Yeah.
So we're going to think that they're holding us back, but really that's not the case. They're just trying to cover us and keep us from things that they've already experienced. So, no, I don't think my parents suppressed me. I pretty much thank them for not allowing me to do certain things, you know, at a young age. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? No, they didn't suppress me. They held me pretty much.
No, that's what's up, man. A lot of times people get 18, they get 21, they say, hey, I'm grown now, I can do my own thing.
Nowadays, 16, these kids think they grown.
Yeah, for some reason, it's getting like younger and younger. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown. But let me ask you this. What does it actually mean to be a grown up? What does that mean?
I think it's a level of maturity. You know, a lot of people say I'm grown because I'm at my mama's house. Because you can be at your mama's house and still be immature.
Yeah.
So being grown to me is a level of maturity. I mean, yes, you pay your own bills. Yes, you do this and that. But it's just a certain character that you hold, a certain integrity, I feel, makes a person grown. Because you got some grown people that act like they kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that's good. I think a lot of people equate, like I said, grown up to being a certain age. I mean, just different things. And you sometimes we see them, and I mean, we both are young still.
But we got a lot to learn, but hey.
Right, but sometimes we see other people and we like, man, yo, you're not grown yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think you're grown yet. And they'll be like, yo, you know, I've had somebody say this to me, like you was never my age and all that. You know, we the same stuff we said to our parents and all that, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure you said that before, right?
Right.
But
I already know.
But what actually happens is we've come to the realization that, hey, man, if I can go back, I'm going to learn from the real grown-ups so I can really be grown.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let's talk about, you said maturity. What does that mean to be mature? How do you know if you are a grown-up by checking your maturity level? How would you know?
I think it's by the way that you deal with things, you know. You can have situations and approach things as a child. You know, in the Bible talks about if when I was a child, I spake as a child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm grown, I'm using my own term, now that I'm grown, I have to do the things that a grown person would do or a mature person would do. So it's the way that you handle things. You can have a situation to say, hey, there's somebody in the church that has an aunt with you.
Yeah.
And instead of going to that person and talking to them and trying to make the situation or settle the situation, then you going to sister so like, yeah, I heard she said this about me,
mm-hmm.
and da 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 da. Like that to me shows immaturity.
Yeah.
So maturity, a mature person will go to that person and say, hey, this is this, and you know, I just wanted to lay it out together because we're both Christians or we're both adults, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just the way that you handle situations, the different things that come at you in your life.
So do you feel that? People might have to go through things in life before they're mature. Is there people that are 30 years old that are still not mature that you would still say, man, they're not grown-ups?
Yes. It's some 40 and 50-year-olds that I think are immature.
Okay.
Can I keep it real? It's definitely, like I say, it's character, it's integrity, it's how you deal with things. Like, for me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, I don't know, I think I'm mature. And yes, I do think you have to go through things in life. But then you have some people that are just, they're stuck in this mindset. Like, they're one-minded, and they don't want to grow. They want to stay this kid, you know what I'm saying? Versus trying to become an adult. You got people out there like that.
Yeah.
You know, how these mothers out here that want to be their kid's friend versus their mama. That's immature to me.
Now, we had that topic on the show, too, not too long ago. Friends versus parents, man. And that shows immaturity, you know what I'm saying? When you have to kind of switch it up and say, hey, I'm just going to be their friend so I can get along, so I can at least know what they're doing. You know, like, that don't work. That don't work. You said they fired? They fired?
Fired.
Now, that's really what's up. So let's talk about being grown up. Let's talk about it in the spiritual sense. I see a lot of youth today, they want to be grown up in everything but God. You know what I'm saying? They want to, oh man, I could, let me get my license. Let me do this. But 16, 17, hey, would you like to lead prayer in church? No. Don't ask me. Like, no, I'm good. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do people run away from growing up in God?
I think a lot of them, like I said, it's a lot of things in the world that has this generation's attention. And to be honest with you, the Bible talks about there being a great falling away. And I think that we're living in those times. And then, too, they don't have a lot of examples in front of them, because a lot of these people out here in the church that's supposed to be leaders ain't living the correct lifestyle.
Yeah.
So then these kids don't have anybody to look up to. Not to say that they have to blame people for the not wanting to do things that are spiritual, but when I was younger, I had people in front of me that showed me, like, being saved is fun.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't see that a lot here. And if you do, like I said, people are not living what they're preaching. So I don't really blame these kids. I just feel like we need to have people out there that has integrity, that you know, has character and is really living what they're talking about, because then that's when the power of God can really take effect and break through these yokes and these demonic forces that's on this generation. Because these kids, let me tell you something, these kids, I don't know, they're a different breed. They are a different breed.
Yeah.
And growing up, I don't remember us being that hard. Like, we love the things of God. We stayed at church. We stayed at Bible study. We stayed at choir rehearsal. We stayed during the summertime. We was at church.
Yeah.
Having a good time. So it's just like, we got to have leadership in front of us that is really living the life that they're preaching.
So growing up in the spirit means that they need to be, first off, parented correctly in the spirit.
Yes, definitely parented correctly. The correct leaders in front of them. No. Showing them how to live, showing them what to do. You know, I hate that our kids feel like the things of God is boring.
Yeah.
I sit and look at some of them in church sometimes, and they're bored.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, what do we do? Like, give me the creativity to help these kids understand that what we're living and what they're being taught is more to it than just, you know, sitting in church and coming to church every Sunday. It's more to it than that.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. We got to figure out how to hype them up about the things of God. The world got a lot of people following them. And I think that's really what it is, too. Sometimes they feel, isolated when they get involved with the things of God. That's why it's important that they have a strong relationship with people at the church that are living it out. So we talking grown up with Carmen. And anybody out there listening saying, hey, man, I think I'm mature. I think I know. Hey, find out for real. The way that you can test yourself is, let's see how real you are about God. Is God number one in your life? That shows a lot of maturity. All of us got stuff in our life that we need to allow God to handle. But if we keep running around and saying, hey, I don't need God, you're still not grown up. So get grown up. Let's talk about this joint, What Did You Think by Carmen. What's that song about?
What is this thing? That is a song. I was mad at the devil. I was mad at him. And you know, you have you know, these situations where you fall and get back up, and you fall and get back up, and that was just like, you know what, I'm not falling no more.
Yeah.
And the hook on that song says, oh, what did you think? I'm talking to the devil right here. What did you think? Come on. What you thought? I was on my own? Nah, you had to know you was wrong. Now, we both know we will never be defeated as long as I'm alive and breathing. The battle's never yours. Victory is the Lord's. And I meant that thing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to serve the devil, let him know, honey, your stuff ain't working.
She said, look, I meant that thing. I almost felt like she was gonna start hooping and hollering. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? She was going to get it in. But that's how we're doing, man. Yada the King Radio. Let's check this song out. What did you think? Let's go.
Let's go.
Feels like I'm stuck in a maze, and there's no other way for me to get out of working for minimum wage every single day. I'm trying to get out of here. I took a look at my watch and it's only been half an hour since I took my seat today. And I don't mean to complain, no, but Lord, I just know that you've got better things for me.
So I face my fears, and Lord, I hope you see me change.
And I don't care what they say, I need more of you.
Cause I'm
I'm locked in a cage and I can't break away. I'm fainting for you, just like an addict that craves and can't withdraw away. I just gotta have more. I can't imagine life without you, so please don't ever leave me. You're the air I need, you just to breathe. Like actors need to stay, like sports need to play. I need more of you.
Addicted to you, man. I had to get real R&B-ish for the sister Carmen, you know what I'm saying, since she was coming on. I was like, man, let me do a whole like R&B feel show today, because that's the area that guy got her holding down. Now Carmen, do you rap though? Have you ever decided, like, I know you're working on a full-length project, you was a basketball player, you know what I'm saying, you might have it in you to be like, yo, I'm gonna spit a 16 this time instead of sing it, you know what I'm saying? What's up?
No, I do not rap. I am not a rapper. I might be able to sing rap, but as far as get on there and do like I'm definitely not a rapper.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So let me ask you this, Carmen, what's going on next with you as far as music wise? What's coming up? Anything coming up for you?
Right now, like, I'm working on my new project. I should have a single out by January. I also just finished a mixtape that should be coming out before the year is over. That mixtape is called From Darkness to Light, with the Romans 13 and 13. That scripture is what it's based on, about us just coming out of darkness and becoming the light of the world, the light that's going to lead people to salvation. So the mixtape is really hot. I just took a lot of R&B songs and turned them into gospel songs. So y'all look out for that too.
Okay.
But the single should be out by January. I'll keep y'all posted.
Dope, dope. So you probably remixed some of your favorite singer songs.
Yes,
I know you probably was like, yo, I gotta do some of these tracks. So y'all definitely look out for that. Hey, for those that are listening and saying, Carmen, I'm trying to get you to come out, I'm trying to get you to feature on a track or something like that, how can they get a hold of you?
You can hit me up on Twitter, CarmenWalker33 on Twitter, or Carmen.Bandcamp.com. Or you can email me, CarmenWalker33@gmail.com.
And spell that out real quick for them.
And I'm very friendly. Huh?
Spell that out real quick for them.
CarmenWalker, 33@gmail.com.
Dope. So y'all
and
can
I'm
get
very
it in.
Friendly, so.
She's very friendly, y'all. She, like, man, she's not going to bite you or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So. She might, but if you trying to get competitive with her, though, you know what I'm saying, then there might be a whole nother side of Carmen that y'all messing with.
Yeah,
so
that's
what it is. So, look, man, you got that project coming out. For those that are wondering about this EP that we played some of the songs off of today, how can they go get that, you know what I'm saying, for their music listening pleasures?
You can go to ReverbNation.com/CarmenWalker, or you can go to Bandcamp, Carmen, K-A-R-M-Y-N .Bandcamp.com.
Dope, man. So is there any last words that you like to leave all the listeners with? Anything that you would like to share with them?
Yes, I just want to say to anybody that was listening on tonight, thank y'all for having me, supporting me, and just know that if you keep God first, that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you everything that you pray for, but you have to keep God first and stay focused on him. Keep your mind on him. Don't let the things of this world get you all so caught up that you forget the things of God.
Can I get an amen?
Stay kingdom-minded, and I'm telling you, God is going to bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I love you guys. Thank you so much, Don Christian, for having me tonight.
Dope, sis. All right, God bless you guys. You guys have a wonderful trip.
God bless you.
All right, peace. Awesome, man. We had a great time getting it in with the sister Carmen. Awesome, man. I'm excited just to hear the testimonies in the different places that God got warriors, you know what I'm saying, trained up, raised up, and ready for battle, man. We need as many Christians as possible to stand against the evil out there, man. And speaking of standing against the evil, y'all can go check out that podcast with the homie Transparent. That was actually the topic of that show. And man, we just really out here to talk about what y'all want to talk about. If you got a topic, listen real quick. If you have a topic and you're like, Don Christian, Miss Cole, DJ Kingdom 7, I need y'all to talk about blah, blah, blah. Whatever your topic is, as long as we could, you know what I'm saying, study ourselves to make ourselves, to make sure we're approved to talk about the topic, you know what I'm saying, because I'm very strategic on that. I don't feel like just talking about anything that I have nothing to know about or anything that I should know about it. But so you got to send, you know what I'm saying, a phone call to us at 425-243-4285. That's 425-243-4285. Give us a call. Or email us at yadadaking@gmail.com. And that's yadahdaking@gmail.com. You can get at us there. Let us know really what's popping off. And we would love to get it in with y'all. Chop it up. Talk about that topic that you have. And, you know, who knows? It might be the very next topic on the show. So that's really what's good. Let's go ahead and hop into this next track, man. Let me see what kind of songs we got. I know I got to keep that R&B flavor going, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't going to stop it. I'm going to play another sister all the way from the A, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of singers out in the A, though. I've been interviewing a lot of cats, and they be like, yo, I'm from Atlanta. I'm like, dang, Atlanta might be like the gospel capital, at least for some of the artists that we've been getting it in with, you know what I'm saying? But this next song is by Samantha Carwell. Song is called The Way That You Love Me. smooth jam. Just think about the things that God has done in your life, man. All the great things he's done. He continues to love you. He continues to take your take everything for you, man. And that's our God that we serve. So sometimes we just got to sit back, reflect on his goodness. And that's really what this song is all about, man. So let's hop into this track. Samantha Carwell, The Way That You Love Me, on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Lord said, do as you will, take what you want, but just spare his life. Job lost everything, even his kids, but never turned on Christ. Now mama said that trials come just to make you strong. But hold on, let's go back, y'all, cause things, they got worse for Job. His body was inflicted with pain. He covered himself in ashes, y'all, and it seemed like death wasn't far away. Now life may beat you down and have you against the ropes, but in the end the Bible says double to Job is what God restores. So the moral of the story and what it is that I'm trying to say is that if you serve the Lord, then sometimes you gon' go through some things.
He'll always be there.
Yes, he will.
Even when you're lonely and you see only one footprint in the sand. When you're down,
when you're
too weak to stand, hey. The doctors may have gave you bad news, but who takes care of you? Just put it in his hands.
Now I done told y'all the story about Job, but since this is my song, I might as well tell you how my home. Back in 2007, the doctors diagnosed me with the strange thing. I couldn't move my left arm and I was going through so much pain. I couldn't walk, so it was hard to provide for my family. I had my second child and couldn't even rock my baby to sleep. The meds I was on made me sick and I was still going through so much pain. Then 3 months later, it was lifted and boy, did I praise his name. Now it's 2009 and guess what, been struck back again. Now it's more than my arm, it's my hip and my leg and my back and my head. So in the midst of the storm, I decided to write this thing. I gotta lay down now, but I just wanted to tell you that
he'll always be there.
Yes, he will.
Even when you're lonely and you see only one footprint in the sand.
Put it in his hands, y'all. That's really what it is, man. That song is by the homie 88, aka Justin Tate. The song is called He'll Always Be There, and man, I love that joint, man. Like I said, I had to keep it real R&B feel today, and this is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna talk about the topic of the day. Carmen already went in on it, man. She shared a lot. She kind of shared some from some of the experiences she had of thinking she was grown, and then she had to retract and say, hey man, I really wasn't as grown as I thought I was. But check this out, man, we got to talk about this grown-up thing. And a lot of times, I would say us as teenagers, as we grow up, a lot of times we think people are trying to mess up our swag, or you know what I'm saying, they trying to knock off our cool and all that. But remember that, look at the people that are really around you, and then figure out which ones are there to help actually benefit your life. You know what I'm saying? And that's those people that are looking out for you. A lot of times we can learn from them. You know what I'm saying? I've even been to the place where I was like, man, I really want to do my own thing. But after I got out and had to pay my own bills, I was like, man, all right, well, I'm in it for real now. And, you know, I was always one of the cats that, you know, a lot of people said I matured early. I used to drive some of my best friends' cars before their parents would let them drive. You know what I'm saying? Because they saw that I was a little bit more mature than they were. And that comes from just learning the things that really matter in life, man. We got to be mature in all the things that happen. If you always blowing up on somebody and quick to cuss them out, yeah, there's some people that still be cussing people out. But if you're quick to do that, there's still some maturing that you have to do. You can't go on a job and just cut somebody out and expect everything to be cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what kids do. Carmen said, that's what kids do. They're gonna act all ignorant. They're gonna tell everybody this, they're gonna tell everybody that. Man, just chop it up with the person that you got a problem with. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to do it in a grown-up manner. We can have conversations. We could talk without getting crazy. We could talk. We can share emotions. Even if they're heated emotions, you could still be able to share those, or you should be able to share those without getting upset, without, you know what I'm saying, cussing people out and all that. What you need to do is figure it out. Get that in there. Get that maturity. And maturity doesn't happen with only age. There's some people that when they're 18, they are mature. There's some people that are when they're 35, they become mature. With everybody, it's different. And maturing is really what helps you grow up. A lot of us will say, man, a kid is not mature yet. Why is a kid not mature yet? Because they cannot take care of responsibilities that happen in their life. A lot of people that don't take care of the responsibilities that they're supposed to take care of, that still shows that there are some areas in their life that they have to mature in. If I'm constantly not paying, finances and bills constantly without having a crisis or a struggle happen, then there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to pay the bills off because a responsible person is going to pay for the stuff that they signed up for. They're not going to say, hey, I'm going to just sign up for this because it looks good right now. Yes. And then when the bill comes, I ain't worried about the bill. That's not what mature people do. Because a mature person knows that, man, if I don't pay this joint, my credit's going to be jacked up. The way that I'm going to look at life is going to be a little bit different because there's a lot of different things that I must do to get on the maturity level. And that's just in natural life. But even in the spiritual realm, we got to get to places in our life where we say, hey, I'm going to make sure that I'm doing what God has for me to do. I'm going to mature in the areas God wants me to mature in so that I am not still, like Paul said, drinking milk. A lot of us only get on the milk parts of the word. We know Jesus wept. Oh, yeah, Jesus wept. So it's all right for me to cry. And that's how spiritual you get. You know what I'm saying? But when it says... You know what I'm saying? Endure through hardship. Man, that's not what God's word says. That's not what I'm supposed to do. No, see, look, you have to get to a place where even through the thick parts of your life, you can trust God. And life is going to test you. God don't even have to test us no more. There's so many things that happen in life that test to see if we are really mature in God or not. And some of those things are very important for us to do and have in our life so that we can make sure that with God, we are maturing in the places that he needs us to be mature in. Without that, we get ourselves in a lot of situations that are not healthy, and it causes us to still remain kids in the faith. I'm going to say this, man. God is looking for grown-ups in the faith. A lot of people, if they're not a grown-up Christian, they church hop. They do a lot of that. If they're not a grown-up Christian, they can't submit to pastors. But just as Carmen said, a part of maturity, a part of growing up is being under the right type of parenting to make sure that you are getting the leadership that you need to get so that when it's your time to step out, it's not like, oh, man, I didn't know life was going to be like this. That's the importance of pastors and teachers, parents. They are there to raise you up, and some parents are still immature themselves, so they're still trying to learn it. And don't say, man, my parents are immature. Man, we still all learn it, but we got to get grown up. That's really what it's all about. It's Yacht of the King Radio. I appreciate y'all for listening. Tell somebody it's always going down at yachtoftheking.com. You can check out any of the podcasts that are out and also catch us live every Sunday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. You got a topic you want us to talk about? Get at us, 425-243-4285. I'm out. I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I